I will call the October 8th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
I'm here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Butthart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dendria?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We do have some items of business to attend to before we get to the Strauss item, so we'll take care of those right now. First item on the agenda is approval of the regular meeting minutes of September the 3rd. Any additions or corrections?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion to approve signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. First item on the agenda, HSA Commercial Real Estate Industrial Buildings Development. It's a proposed building in the business park, actually two buildings at 150,000 square feet, totaling 300,000 square feet. Request by the applicant to table. Is there a motion to postpone and continue? We got to open it. With that, I will open the special use public hearing for HSA Commercial Real Estate Buildings Development in the proposed business park in Plan Development District number 39. Mr. Martinez, you have a notice to read.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 8, 2020, at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter, after a matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by HSA Commercial, Inc., DBA, HSA Commercial Real Estate Applicant, JHB Properties, LLC Property Owner, for a special use to allow for the development of two approximately 150,000 square foot Class A spec industrial buildings at the west end of Elm Road. E-commerce warehousing and distribution require a special use per section 15.3.0.4.4.4.B.B.3.A.E. of the Unified Development Ordinance. And overnight parking for vehicles exceeding 8,000 pounds manufactured gross vehicle weight, which requires special use approval per section 15.3.0.4.4.4.B.D.1.A.3. Design standards. Addendum to Ordinance 2016-223A of the Unified Development Ordinance. Tenants hasn't yet to be identified. Properties located at 3825 West Aspen Way and 3707 West Aspen Way. Some Plan Development District number 39, Misuse Business Park. The properties which are the subject of the application bear tax key number 979-9002-000 and 979-9001-000. The public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Section 15.3.0.7.0.1 General Standards for Special Uses and 15.3.0.7.0.3 Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts and 15.9.0.1.0.3 Applications for Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Mr. Eddy.
Yes, the applicant has requested a continuance of the public hearing to the next public plan commission meeting on October 22nd.
We're going to do a couple of motions regarding this, so please bear with us for a moment. Regarding the special use, is there a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter and public hearing to the October 22nd, 2020 plan commission?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries. With regards to the site plan, is there a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter to the October 22nd, 2020 meeting?
So moved. Second.
Commissioner Hogan, don't forget your microphone. All those in favor of the motion to postpone to the 22nd signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. With request for the requested waivers for the design standards, is there a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter to the October 22nd, 2020 meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. With regard to the request for waivers of the South 27th Street Design Overlay District Standards, is there a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter to the October 22nd, 2020 meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, with that, we'll move on to the matter of public interest this evening, which is item two on the public hearing schedule, Strauss Brands LLC Meat Processing Facility Construction. We are scheduled for a public hearing on the matter for a special use application. There's also a matter of a site plan. With that, before we do the public hearing, I want to announce some ground rules for this matter. First thing is, we all agree on this. We will respect each other's point of view. We will all respect each other's point of view. And in doing that, we will not entertain clapping, cheering, side comments, comments from the audience towards the plan commission or the applicant or anyone speaking. We will respect each other. There'll be no personal comments. There'll be cause for ejection. For those of you with the signs outside, thank you for being in the hallway. We can see them. That's fine. No problem there. Just don't want them in the chambers so that people's views are blocked. So thank you for being out there with the signs. We appreciate that. There are two other rooms that are set up for overflow. Room behind me, the community room, there's lots of room there, social distancing, etc. It's a room two rooms over, the hearing room, also social distancing. It's got the video and audio streaming live. And we will welcome everybody to voice their piece and ask their questions. We are limiting to 3 minutes apiece, one time only. Mr. Martinez will be the timekeeper, and he'll let you know how you're doing on time. Let's see what else I have. We've taken care of most of our business items. The only other business items we have tonight are at the end, so we'll be able to accommodate the public hearing on this matter. So with that, Mr. Martinez, you have a meeting, a public hearing notice to read. I'm sorry, Commissioner Burkhart.
Just making known that I'm going to be abstaining from this item. I'll be leaving the council chambers.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Mr. Martinez.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 8, 2020 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, after the matter may be heard, in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Strauss Brands LLC, a meat processing facility for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title 2011. Meatpacking plants for construction of a 152,000 square foot total building footprint of the single-story building. Meat processing facility phases 1 and 2, staffed by approximately 261 employees in the production area and 11 employees in the office area, designed to process 250 to 500 head of cattle per day, including cattle pens, a harvest floor, carcass coolers, fabrication areas, packaging areas, warehouse areas, shipping docks, operation offices, employee welfare spaces, and associated mechanical support facilities and spaces. Upon property zone N1 Limited Industrial District, located at the southwest corner of the intersection of West Loomis Road and the new Monarch Drive, Lot 83 of Ryan Meadows Subdivision, approximately 30.2 acres. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and in standards of Section 15.3.0701, General Standards for Special Uses, 15.3.0703, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts, and 15.9.0103, Applications for a Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form, if available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
So it appears that we have a properly noticed public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Martinez. Mr. Eddy, will you give us the highlights of the proposal, please?
Thank you, Mayor. The property is a 30.2 acre property located along soon-to-be-constructed Monarch Drive in the Bear Development Industrial Park. The property will is proposed to be developed with a meatpacking plant, 152,035 square feet, 280 parking spaces, and several loading bays. The property itself is organized separate access for employees, employee vehicles on the northernmost access, and then the southernmost access is intended for truck traffic. The proposal is for up to 20 trucks per day. Staff's review indicates that the property is compatible, that the proposed development is compatible with M1 zoning, and is also compatible with the business park designation of the comprehensive master plan. Facility is proposed is designed to address impacts, including water management, noise, and odors. The applicant has proposed wastewater treatment room to fitted with air scrubbers to eliminate odors. Cattle barns and harvest areas are ventilated with a high volume of outside air to dissipate odors. Trucks and trailers are used to remove any animal waste and are kept in enclosed dock areas. Everything is done inside the building. From cattle trucks dropping off cattle or animals to right up to the loading of animal products at the other end, everything is done inside. Even the animal wastes are done inside. Removal of any animal waste through trucks are done inside. The overhead behind me labels all those things. That is the southern end of the building. They come in through the entrance on the south end off of Monarch Drive. They back up into the building, and then they unload the animals into a holding pen where they immediately begin the processing, and the generation of waste is then collected through this set of loading docks. Again, all internal. The trucks drive into the building, and the building is enclosed, so you never see it, you never hear it, you shouldn't ever smell it. The entire building is designed to prepare the animals, to butcher the animals, then prepare the animal products, which are then picked up at the north end. That's probably the only part of the building that's actually external, and that's just for loading of trucks. They are loaded, they're backed up right to the loading docks, so you never see anything again, and then the vehicles run their way back around the building and back out this way. Employees park in this area, so traffic is separated along all areas. There are a couple of areas, mechanicals, and they are separated by screening walls. Generator pad is included in front here, and that's also got a screening wall on it to buffer the noise. With respect to the applicant's request, they will be requesting approval for the special use, for the use itself, and then for the site plan. Everything complies except for three areas where they're requesting Plan Commission modifications. One is the driveway width. They're requesting a 48-foot wide drive along the southern drive, which is for the truck traffic. The Unified Development Ordinance approves a maximum of 30 feet, but the Plan Commission can modify that. Number two is parking. They are requesting a 13% reduction. Under the UDO, they are required to provide 324 parking spaces, but because of the number of employees that they expect to see on the site, a maximum of 240 at any one time, They are requesting a 13% reduction to 280, which still provides them a 40 space surplus over their maximum expected. Third, they're requesting a fencing approval from the Plan Commission. Under the UDO, they are permitted to have a maximum of 6-foot fencing, and they're requesting a permit approval to have 8- and 10-foot high fences or masonry walls around the building. Finally, staff is also recommending a recording of conservation easements for the wetlands that are located in the extreme northwest and southwest corners of the lot and recorded prior to the building permit. The presentation that we've included includes several of the overheads, which I'm sure the applicants will be making use of. They provided paper copies for your use, but we also include several of those images in the overhead. Staff therefore recommends approval of the special use and also of the site plan, including the 3 requested modifications.
Thank you, Mr. Eddy. I'm pleased to announce this evening, introduce to you Mr. Randy Strauss of the Strauss family, one of the owners of Strauss Brands. Randy, a pleasure to have you here tonight. Please introduce your team and go forth with your presentation.
I'm Jerry Busson, the president of Strauss.
And get friendly with those microphones.
I'm Don Olson. I'm vice president of design, ESI Design Services, and the architect for the project.
Great, thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Olson.
Grab the mic, there you go.
Good evening, Mayor Olson, fellow commissioners, residents of Franklin.
Randy, excuse me, can you pull it closer? Yeah, it's on, just got to get closer to it.
Hello.
There you go. Beautiful, thank you.
My name is Randy Strauss, and I'm third generation owner of Strauss Brands. We are an 83-year-old specialty meat company located in the Franklin Industrial Park for the past 50 years. My son, Cole, has worked for our family's business for 6 years now. He's fourth generation, he manages our barn, he loves what he does, and he's sitting in the front row. He does a fantastic job, and I'm very proud of him. We are not just any meat company. We are driven by a strong ethical commitment to improve the welfare of our animals and the environment for our children's future. We are nationally known as leaders in ethical agriculture. We have made it our obligation to provide consumers meat from animals utilizing the highest level of animal welfare standards. And we take a lot of pride in that. Building our company to what we have become, as well as all of our incredible accomplishments, originated right here in this community of Franklin, Wisconsin. We have been in Franklin for the past 50 years. We have always been a responsible corporate Franklin business. We even received an award in the early 90s from the Franklin Economic Development Commission. We won, and that award was Business of the Year. And that's because we practice what we preach. We have provided thousands of jobs with family-supporting wages over the years and will continue to add more as our business continues to grow. We will continue to add huge tax dollars for the community of Franklin to continue to thrive. We are here tonight asking for your permission to continue our legacy in this special city. We need to build a new plant to serve our customers, our workforce, and our community the highest level of integrity. We have outgrown our current location that was built in 1972. We know you have questions. We know you have concerns. We get it. We understand. We're here to hopefully help you understand. We know your concerns are odor, trucks, noise pollution, water pollution. Let's pause for a moment. We want to spend roughly $74 million to build a 21st century state-of-the-art facility to replace our current facility that was built over 50 years ago. Our plans for this facility specifically address these issues with modern and innovative technology. Our new design will provide the latest green initiatives, eliminate excess plastics, utilize biodegradable cleaning products and green lighting, to name a few. We are working with the most advanced water, noise, and pollution experts utilizing the most modern and sophisticated engineering available. The concerns you have were never issues in our 50 years operating in what is now an antiquated facility. Our company's core values go well beyond animal welfare. We are about keeping our environment clean and always improving our land for our children. These happen to be the very same principles that our grass-fed beef program accomplishes for our vast network of family farmers and ranchers. You have my word that even upon completion of the new plant, we will continue to go above and beyond industry standards and advancements, just as we have done with our animal welfare standards. We are constantly working on being the best that we can be. That's just who we are, that's just what we do, and that's exactly why we're here tonight. I want to personally thank the mayor for his strong leadership and his assistance in helping us stay in our home and our community. This is our community too, Franklin. This is where we've been for over half a century. I would also like to thank the Department of City Development for working with my team to deliver a great project that we can all be proud of for generations to come. Before I introduce you, or you've already met the rest of the team, I leave you with this. My family and our business has proudly operated with the highest levels of integrity for over 83 years. There have been recent negative attacks on our family, and the intentional misstatements of our business operation are extremely hurtful to me and undermine the hard work of our dedicated employees. With that, I appreciate everyone being here. I know there's a lot of tough questions coming our way. We hopefully will be able to answer all of them and make everyone feel better about our project. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Strauss. Anything from the team you want to address before we go forward with the public comments? You want to talk about the water handling, the waste handling, odor, any of that before we go forward with the public comment? Mr. Olson, no relation. You spell it differently.
No relation.
You got similar hairline.
Yeah, you have the wrong spelling of the name. It's an O.
I have the wrong spelling of the name.
Yeah,
are we going to vote on this tonight? Please get closer to the microphone, though.
Right. Sorry,
Mr. Olson.
I know one of the biggest questions that's out there is going to be odor from one of these buildings.
Oh. There you go.
And I can assure you that there's very little odor that will actually be generated from the building itself. As Randy has said, Strauss has been here for over 50 years, and I doubt very much you've had very many complaints about the odor that's coming from the current facility. And the newer facility is going to be better. The wastewater treatment area is probably going to be the biggest area that has a potential to create odor. But we have specifically have air scrubbers put on that room, so that eliminates that odor from getting outside. The water itself that's going through the pretreatment system is designed to meet all current requirements that the City of Franklin has, as well as the MMSD, and will far exceed currently what Strauss is even putting down the sewer pipe right now. It'll be very clean from that standpoint, and again, state-of-the-art equipment to take care of that. Noise generation, again, everything is, it was discussed earlier, is presented earlier, happens with inside the building. There are no animals outside the building. That's all happening inside the building. So sound is kept to bare minimum. The most sound that you'd have coming from the facility itself, it would be, you know, rooftop equipment, which again, based on the location of the building on the site and the distance away from the property lines, by the time you get to the edge of the property line, that sound is dissipated to ambient levels. The other potential for noise would be truck traffic, but they're limited to roughly about 20, or they're looking about roughly about 20 trucks a day. Over a, you know, 10 to 12 hour period. So that is actually a very small amount of truck traffic compared to other larger distribution facilities that exist in the City of Franklin right now. So there's really gonna be a very limited amount of noise. There's gonna be a very limited amount of smell that's gonna be generated. And the waste products, again, are gonna be dealt with on a daily basis. Any of the waste that comes from the processing itself is removed from the facility. Again, everything that is loaded into the trucks happens inside the building.
before that truck pulls out and is taken away on a daily basis.
Mr. Bussett, question for you, Mr. Martinez. I'm going to put you on the spot. Several weeks ago, I asked you to take a look at the complaint record, and you did a search of the complaints for the property on 60th Street. What was the result of that?
Yes, we searched any complaints received for the existing straw facilities in the governance system that we used to track the complaints. We didn't find any complaint for that property.
No complaints were?
No complaints, no.
Mr. Bussin, anything you want to add?
So one thing I do want to note is
one thing that should be noted about the new facility versus the existing facility is it's really not all that different than what we're doing today. So it's really the same use. We're just going to be relocating this use and building a larger state-of-the-art facility. But the use is primarily the same.
Okay. All right. I'm about to open the public comment period, but let me reestablish the ground rules we're going to operate under. I'd like those who wish to speak to come to the microphone right here in the front of the room. Our local rules require that you give us your name and address. You speak clearly into the microphone. You're going to have 3 minutes to make your comments. Again, we're going to respect your opinions, but we want you to be polite and just a little clue, be succinct. We hope that as the evening goes on that you choose not to repeat what everybody else has said. It gets a little boring, so take your best shot right away in terms of collecting your thoughts and be respectful of everyone. And 3 minutes will do it one time through. So with that, I will open the public hearing for this matter. I see Alderman Nelson from the 6th District rise. And please let's remember our social distancing. Thank you very much. Alderman Nelson.
Good evening. John Nelson, 7787.
Is that turned on? Hold on.
You guys changed the battery since Tuesday?
It's on. You're just taller than the microphone, that's all.
All right, good evening. John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road, District 6 Alderman. 3 weeks ago tomorrow, I'm just going to recap a little bit of my meeting with Mr. Busen, the president, and I brought forth numerous questions, issues that I wanted to bring that day, and we got a lot done, and I thank you for that, sir. Okay, I appreciate your time. Everyone's time is valuable. What I would like to see moving forward is part of a developer's agreement that is going to be, and I like to use the term, ironclad. Some of the things that we need to take a look at, and number one issue we're hearing, or I'm hearing from a lot of people, is the smell issue, smell abatement. And I understand there's been some talk about how it's going to be dealt with. A lot of people, unfortunately, in our District 6 deal with the dump and deal with the issues that we're catching from the Muskego dump, once in a while our dump, and the lack of responsiveness, the lack of accountability. Nothing is done, but the smell still comes there. So the fear is that this is going to just compound that. And we want to make sure that if this moves forward, that there's somehow, some way that that's going to be addressed with accountability. And when I met last or a couple of weeks ago, the discussion was that there are 5 USDA inspectors that are on site every day of operation. And I'm not sure if this is somehow, some way, if there is a smell issue, do we call them? Do we call there? I mean, however this is going to work, that's a major issue. So if that's going to be part of a developer's agreement with basic steps, accountability, does it stop the process right away? Because right now, when there's dump smell complaints, not a darn thing happens. We spin our wheels, we keep track of it, it gets logged, and nothing happens. So that's a big deal. I know you talked a little bit about the water discharge plan. I had a town hall on Monday, spoke to a very concerned resident that was able to do a bunch of internet work, so we all know that that's 100% accurate. But I did appreciate a lot of where this was coming because of the carcinogens, and there's other, you know, bad things in the water that every slaughterhouse type operation is a little different. But, you know, to make sure that that water that's going to get pumped into that river is going to be treated to a certain level. And is that going to be, that can't be 3 minutes.
Clocks don't lie, my friend.
Mine does. That's why I don't have a watch. Well, I'll make one last point here because I think it's going to move forward with Mr. I don't see him out there right now. The last part I'll skip over was about the best use with the property values. We've got a lot of concerns with citizens about their property values, the current citizens and the ones that are going to be, you know, our future neighbors with that large residential development that's going to be to the northeast part of this project. And that's why I asked Mr. Mark Link, if he, who's our city assessor, to come forward and at least give some perspective, because that's a huge concern with people having, you know, their property values shrink from a project like this.
Okay, I got to cut you off, Alderman, because if I don't cut you off,
it's going to get crazy.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Link, thank you for showing tonight.